This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
To wake on up, wake up with a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh!
The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
121-117. D'Angelo Russell will throw it into Nick Claxton. This is already taking too much time. Just let D'Lo shoot a three. Let Cam Thomas shoot a three. He'll put it up, and he'll bank it strong. Rebound to Cam Johnson. Lays it up at the buzzer. It'll drop in, but it just makes it a two-point win for the Warriors. 121-119. The Warriors hold on for dear life, and they wrap up the road trip 4-1 to improve to 35-28 and keep a hold of sixth place in the Western Conference.
Let's go. Kevin Dana on the call last night right here on 95.7 The Game. 121-119. And I'm sorry if you had the Golden State Warriors -3.5 yesterday or whatever, three. If any of you have some basketball, you know if they do that. But -3, you're hurting yourself right now. You're licking your wounds because that little bucket that meant nothing meant someone to, something to someone, Joe Shasky, as I say good morning to you, all the lovely people out there. It is a Friday. It's a non-payday Friday, but it's a Friday nonetheless. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good about these Warriors, and how could you not? I mean, they just keep winning. 4-1 on this road trip. 10-1 now when Jimmy Butler plays as a Golden State Warrior. This team is on fire. They got down 22 points, didn't blink, got back in front, got back down again, and then Steph and Jimmy and Quentin Post and Gary Payton II with the Batman mask in Gotham, by the way, delivered.
This is one of the best Jimmy Butler games we've had yet. I mean, that was a signature masterclass in IQ and understanding pacing, where to score on the floor, not being frenetic, just taking your time, living at the block, working from the inside to the out. For how many years have we watched this Warrior team kind of go outside in? Meaning, let's bomb, and then we're going to cut back door. No. Yesterday, as they're down 22 points, with Steph Curry off the floor, I thought this game was won in the second quarter. To me, it was the non-Steph minutes in the second quarter. Draymond Green noticing that Jimmy Butler's got the switch on D'Angelo Russell, throwing the lob up to the block. Jimmy pump faking, boom, getting the and one. And from there, methodically, this team started chipping away at the lead.
You know where I knew this game was won for the Golden State Warriors? It was the last play of the half.
7 on the timer for Steph and company. Steph will throw it in. And looking around, hands it in to Draymond Green. Almost got away from him. Draymond to Steph. Quarter three in the air. Guttissimo! Bolonoich, and he does the old night-night. Buenas noches, Brooklyn. 119-109. The Nets call timeout, and the fans who are of the Brooklyn persuasion can hit the exits. Wow.
That was a great one, too. I totally botched that, but you know what? It doesn't matter because you can go to that call. That was the real night-night.
That was incredible.
Although,
I'm playing that all day.
It wasn't night-night because they had a 10-point lead there with 1 minute left. We're on our show call thinking it's over, Joe Shasky. And Carter, our producer Carter, was like, yeah, guys, this game's not over. They might trick this off. And then we all look. I was like, 2-point game? What happened?
Famously, me and Bonte were doing post-game shows for the 49ers way back in the day, and they were destroying the Detroit Lions. This is like 3, 4, 5 years ago. Destroying them. And like 6 minutes to go in the game, we're like, let's just go live. You know how the boss is. Like, let's go now. Let's go right now.
Right.
And then Detroit is mounting a furious comeback to where there's an onside kick with the game on the line. And we had to go off the air of the post game to watch. It was just a nightmare. So that, yes, I believe me, not the first nor the last time I've seen that happen.
No, I remember my first time ever actually like being on the airways and hosting was when you and Bonte were making your way back from a Vikings. It was when the Vikings lost to the Niners in a playoff game, the divisional round.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And you and Bonte were making your back your way to the Hilton of Santa Clara.
When Bosa got hurt late
right?
in the game.
Right, and then it was me, Bobby Spang, and Ryan Mauser. And the Nahegan's like, all right, we need people on there. We got to be talking about this game. We got to go on. So it was just all three of us reacting to the game
boss.
For about 30 minutes. We were reacting to the game, and that was my first time on the airwaves. That was back, what, 2019, 2020 season? So crazy how things fly, right? This 5 years ago. So.
I've been in and out of the car during the game, you know, and I'm watching on my phone, and I'm paying attention, and I'm driving around, and I'm like, Kevin Dana is incredible. And that call right there at the end of the game was unbelievable, but I want to hear the halftime
that,
one.
That was the one I was referring to early, but the night I know was also great because I did not hear that one. I heard some of Kevin after the game was
Jimmy,
over when I turned it on.
Jimmy! Gosh, you can hear it reverberating around the Bay Area.
Stephen Curry, right before the half. This was, to me, this was basically night-night, and they were still down heading into the half.
This is halftime.
8 seconds left, so the Warriors will go into the break down just single digits after being down 22. But can it be a two-possession game? A heave from 35. Oh, my, from Stephen Curry. Oh, he's going to run to the locker room. There's still 0.3 seconds left. It won't matter. 60-55. I thought he could have gotten about 5 feet closer to the basket. He had a chance to dribble, and, I mean, that thing went through the hoop. There was still time left on the clock. He could have gotten a lot closer, but he just flung that thing up, and he swished it. A rainbow tree play as the Warriors outscore the Nets 40-25 in the second quarter, and they only trail by five at halftime, 60-55.
And you know what? The voice of that guy right there, Kevin Dana, he's joining us right now,
no
Joe Shasky.
Way.
The voice of the Golden State Warriors last night on our airwaves, Kevin Dana. You hear him a lot with the C-dubs in the G League. Kevin Dana, baby. How you doing, man? River Island, courtesy of the River Islands guest line. Thank you. Sorry about that. Go ahead.
No. Thanks for having me on, guys. I'm just chilling my New York hotel room. We're about to take off, get back to the Bay. Looking forward to getting home.
Hey, dog, you cannot be this calm after
right?
that game, after back-to-back New York's night-nights from Steph Curry. Just take me into, because I was hearing it on the broadcast in the second quarter when he hit bang-bang, double threes, coming in, checking into that game into the second quarter. Kevin, you have watched this team for quite some time. You've been following this team for quite some time. You've been in a zillion arenas. I can't remember an away crowd cheering for a player like Steph Curry who's not on their team the way they did throughout the entirety of that game. That was unprecedented.
Yeah, it really was, Joe. I mean, it felt like there were more Warriors fans than Nets fans in that
really?
Building. They were louder for the Warriors than they were the Nets. And, I mean, I'm sure that is basically all Stephen Curry, because I saw a lot of 30 jerseys, though I was pointed out to a Mikal Petras jersey last night.
No way.
Yeah,
French Jordan?
Jordan? Yes, the French Jordan apparently had some jersey representation at Barclays Center last night. I didn't see it myself, but one of our PR guys, Michael Ravina, said, oh, there's a Mikal Petras jersey. I was like, oh, wow, nice. There we go. So, yeah, there were a lot of Warriors fans. I mean, he had like 3 or 4 MVP chants. Whenever he went to the line in the fourth quarter, the fans were chanting MVP. I even heard a Warriors chant.
I heard that, Kevin. They were down by like 15 in the first quarter, and I was hearing a Warriors chant. I was like, what is going on here? Talk about, I'm not here to crush the Nets, but just a soulless building right now and a soulless franchise at that. the Brooklyn Nets. They're rocking a hard place right now when it comes to their fans, and obviously got the New York Knicks in town. But man, that just, it underscores just how much of a show Stephen Curry still is at this age. And the Golden State Warriors, dare I say, might be the best watch in basketball, which sounds insane, Kevin. Just given a month ago, we were talking about, can this team even be a 10 seed in the West? And now we're getting greedy and saying, can this team might be able to get the 4 seed, which sounds insane.
Yeah, I mean, they're 3.5 back of the Memphis Grizzlies for 4, 3 back of the Rockets for 5. I mean, and the way the schedule shakes out, there's a real chance this team could get to 48 or 49 wins, which would very clearly have them in the top 6 safely and might be enough to get them into that 4-5 game, which, you know, I'm looking at it from a first-round perspective first. Obviously, the Oklahoma City Thunder are the team to beat in the Western Conference. But just get out of the first round first. You worry about the Thunder later. If you can get into that 4-5 matchup and maybe even snatch home court for a round, I think that would be great for this team. Because as you mentioned, I mean, they're hooping 10-1 with Jimmy in the lineup. They're 35-28, 7 games above 500 for when it felt like for 2 or 3 months they couldn't get more than 2 games above 500 or 1 below 500. They're just kind of win-loss. And you had the big losing skid earlier. Things have really turned around since the Jimmy trade.
Kevin Dana joining us here on the River Islands Guest Line. As all guests in 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands Guest Line, is it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands, in Lathrop? And Kevin, I do want to ask this because obviously you're filling in for the great Tim Roy and you're doing a hell of a job and you have your own unique style. Have you now, how many NBA, I'm going to try to phrase this in the right way. When you're filling in, how many of the like key places, LA, New York, you can go Barclays if you want, but Miami, like, have you now filled in and done every single arena in the NBA calling a Dubs game?
No, you know, I think I'm at like 19 arenas right now. Okay. I will say this at the risk of jinxing it. I am 17-6 as an NBA broadcaster, 16-6 with Golden State, 1-0 with the Clippers. So I will say I do win games.
Huge. Want to know if the Clippers, that's undefeated.
Kevin, I'm driving in the truck yesterday, and you had some calls that were outstanding. But, like, break me down right before halftime. You've watched Steph like I have, and you know I'm a huge KD fan, as in Kevin Dana, the real KD. The shot he took before halftime, it might be one of the craziest shots that I've ever seen Steph take in terms of how nonchalant it was, where it was, how much time was left on it. Like, I know he's hit some remarkable shots. This sounds insane. Is that up there with one of the craziest shots he's ever hit? I'm dead serious.
You're not lying. I mean, I wasn't expecting it. Like, he put that up there with like 3 seconds left. In the back of my mind, I'm thinking, what the hell is he doing?
Exactly.
Then he swished it.
It was so nonchalant.
Yeah, he took it so early that it passed through the net with 0.3 seconds to go. Like, and he put a lot of arc on that thing. He could have gotten like right up to the 3-point line. I was caught off guard. I like almost wasn't looking because I was just kind of scanning the court. I was like, all right, he's not going to shoot now. Wait, what? Boom. I mean, it was unreal. It has to be one of his more unreal shots. Because, I mean, no, the half-court heave or beyond half-court heave in Orlando, like, he had to shoot that.
Yeah,
like,
we saw it coming.
And he hit a few of those. We all saw it coming. This one was like, wait, what?
Totally insane. Kevin Dana joining us here on the River Islands Guest Line. It's Spadoni and Chasky. It's the Morning Roast. And Kevin, there's a player I want to ask you because you know these guys better than anyone else because you are the voice of the C-Dubs, the G League affiliate down in Santa Cruz. Quentin Post, I mean, this guy, 10 points yesterday, 7 boards, 3 offensive, you got a couple blocks, couple of assists, scoring in the paint. Like, he has improved so much in these last couple months just being with the big club. Did you see this coming at all from one Quentin Post, the 7-footer, a guy that adds size and stretches the floor now, and he's using that size? Steve Kerr said it the other a couple months ago. He's like, he's not a fake 7-footer, and I think we're now seeing that more and more as he's getting more and more aggressive, both offensively and defensively. Did you see this down in Santa Cruz, and are you surprised at all that it's looked this easy for him?
So I will say I did see the production in Santa Cruz, and I knew he was going to be a good player. I really liked him. I did not see it happening this year. Like, I'd be texting with one of your former co-workers, Brian Iglesias, and he's like, you got to bring up Quentin Post now. You got to bring up Quentin Post now. I'd be like, hold on, let's take our time, simmer down. He's never played in an NBA regular season game, and doing it in the G League is one thing. Doing it in the NBA is a completely other thing. And I even asked Nicholas Kerr about this, the Santa Cruz Warriors head coach. I'm like, did you expect this much from Quentin this soon? And he's like, no. I mean, he said that on the record, too. So, it took us, I think, all by surprise. Like, we saw what he was doing. I will say his last five or six games in the G League, like, once the calendar turned to the regular season at the end of December and early January, he was starting to put it on teams. And that's when he really started to show his low post game, which I know he didn't hit his back-to-the-basket bucket buckets against the Knicks. He hit one against the Nets, but he does have a back-to-the-basket game. I think that is going to come around a little more as time goes on. The shooting wasn't there at the start of the season, but you could tell that the shot looked good. It was just either short or strong. It was straight on basically every time. Now he's found that NBA three-point line, and he is cooking. I mean, he's getting close to 100 attempts on the season, and he's shooting like 43% from three. So this is no small sample size anymore.
I think he's got the second best shot on the team. Like, just the pure stroke.
Sounds crazy.
And how effortless it is, and fundamentally, like, and yesterday he ran off the three-point line, or he ran to the corner, they threw it to him, he pump faked, and then he had the smaller guy on him, and he scores at the rim, and I'm like, yes, that's the evolution of the game, because he's kind of, you know, he's struggled around the rim. We're bearing the lead. Like, obviously, Steph is always going to be a headliner. That was the Jimmy Butler signature masterclass IQ game for me. Second quarter, non-Curry minutes. He was so methodical. Draymond finds the matchup, throws him like the little lob pass with D'Angelo guarding him at the block. He goes up, gets fouled. And instead of like playing a frenetic brand of basketball down 22, the Warriors were digging in on both ends, defensively and offensively, and being methodical. And I thought, instead of playing outside in terms of bombs away, they went inside out. And Jimmy was at his best, getting to the free throw line, kicking it out. I mean, great defense on a double team in the fourth quarter. I thought this was the signature Jimmy Butler game, and I think that this guy is an absolute, I mean, it's a Grand Slam acquisition, Kevin.
It is a Grand Slam acquisition. You're absolutely right. I mean, he also had the team's only three steals in that game. You were talking a little bit about his defense there, Shasky. And, I mean, he's a two-foot player. He comes down multiple times. That lob was thrown to him. He just come down with it instead of try to finish and then power back up. And it would kind of take defenses off guard, because you're just used to seeing guys just, you know, they take the lob and they might as well finish it there while they're up by the rim. But, yeah, I mean, 10 of 10 from the foul line. I was reading some stat. Now, I don't know how true the stat is, because I haven't looked at it, so I almost hesitate in saying it. But apparently Jimmy Butler has taken the fifth most free throws on the Warriors this year.
Sounds
He's played
right.
in 11 games.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I was reading this on Hoops Hype, which is a pretty reliable source. And of course, they cull the internet for other sources, but they do a pretty good job of culling sources. I mean, he got to the line, I think, nine times against the Knicks. He's basically there eight plus times a game, more or less every game. And yeah, I mean, he is a huge reason, obviously, why the Warriors have belief that they can make a deep run this year.
I believe it.
What? That's the sentence.
That is the sentence. But you say that right now, and I'm looking at it right now, just the free throw attempts per game. Yeah, Jimmy Butler's averaging 7.7 right now with the Warriors. Jonathan Kuminga, 5.3. Wiggins, obviously, when he was here, is 4. And then Steph was
Curry's
4.
Curry's at like 3 or 4 for his career.
For his career.
Like some, averages
right?
a game.
But having Jimmy Butler attempts. There, that big, you know, 6'7", 220, 230. Just look at the size of the guy when he's at the line. He's just so chiseled, and he just fights through contact every single time. And it was so refreshing to see that aggressive nature, because the Nets, let's just call it what it is. The Nets stink.
Yeah, but they were fighting.
Yes, they were fighting.
Literally and physically.
Yes. Zaire Williams, I don't know what that was, trying to fight the guy with the broken nose and Gary Payton. I don't know what happened there. It was getting... Were you surprised at that real quick, Kevin? Like, the chippiness early on in that game, where was that stemming from? I was, very odd.
Baffled.
Yes, very odd first half energy and all that. But, again, Jimmy Butler putting the team on his back, getting to the free throw line and putting the team in another position in foul trouble.
I just wait until Jonathan Kuminga comes back, and again, hopefully, what Steve Kerr said before the game kind of concerned me a little bit, just how hard it's been for Jonathan to, you know, feel good about that ankle when practicing. I guess he did some scrimmaging yesterday, so we'll see with JK. But you said it right there. You think this team could go on a deep run? And what does a deep run to you look like, potentially, in the Western Conference, Kevin?
Well, I think there's a chance they could go on a deep run. For me, let's see if they can get to the second round.
Okay.
And then from there, all right, you take your chances, see if you can, you know, make it a 2-2 series going into a game five and you know, just kind of try to make it 50-50 from there. I mean, Oklahoma City still has to be the runaway favorite. I don't care that they haven't been past the second round. They are smoking teams at a historic level right now. I think they're the best team in the league, even though Cleveland has slightly better record. So, I mean, that is a tall task to get around. Obviously, the Lakers are looking really good. Denver's been playing better ball as of late. So, it's a crowded Western Conference, but I see no reason why, especially if they can get to the 4-5 game, why they can't get to the second round. And look, you got Steph, you got Jimmy, you got Draymond. That's not going to be an easy series for anybody.
All right, Kevin, on the way out the door, I'm in the car, and Joe, get ready to play the highlight. It's the end of the game, and we're about to have a show call, and I called Lubman right after this call, and I said, you mark the tape. This was one of the greatest calls I've ever heard. I almost went down the canyon driving through O'Shaughnessy. I almost fell into Glen Park Canyon listening to this call. This was incredible. Walk me through this after you hear it. Audience, if you missed it, listen to this Steph Curry three-point call by Kevin Dana.
7 on the timer for Steph and company. Steph will throw it in. And looking around, hands it in to Draymond Green. Almost got away from him. Draymond to Steph. Quarter three in the air. Good tease. Bolonoich, and he does the old night-night. Buenas noches, Brooklyn. 119-109, the Nets call timeout, and the fans who are of the Brooklyn persuasion can hit the exits. Wow.
He did the night-night, Kevin, but they almost tricked the game off with a 10-point lead.
He went Buenos Noches. The Brooklyn persuasion, dog, there was like 17 incredible lines uttered there. Where did you come up with that?
Yes. All right. So the Guccissimo, we'll go line by line here. Guccissimo, it's just like, it's some, you know, you just kind of, I'm Italian. So you just kind of Italianize it a little bit. Like,
I loved it.
You know, Gucci is like, it's Gucci. Guccissimo is like, all right, you put a little extra stank on it. The Brooklyn persuasion, I don't know where that I came up with that. That just kind of, that was straight freestyle.
That's my whole radio experience.
Yeah. So that one just like, it kind of hit me because I expected more fans to leave the building than actually did because there were a lot of Warriors fans there. I was expecting people to hit the exits en masse, but like most people just stayed because I think, again, most of these fans were Warriors fans.
It's incredible. Right.
And so that's kind of why I added the of the Brooklyn persuasion because I'm like, oh, there are a lot of Warriors fans here. So let me clarify. It'd be a different thing if it was at MSG, but of course Steph always has a lot of fans there. Was there anything else you wanted me to touch on there?
The Buenos Noches was just
We got Italian, we got Spanish, we got English. I mean, this guy's Mr. Worldwide over here.
He's too short. He's so international.
There you go.
Little Portuguese as well with the Boanoich. Tap myself on the shoulder one time. So Buenos Noches, Brooklyn. It's just like a little alliteration with the B in Buenos Noches and the B in Brooklyn. So, yeah.
Kevin, I love you, bro. I love you, bro. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thanks, Kevin.
You know I'm a huge fan, man.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much. Thank you guys for having me on.
That's Kevin Dana on the call last night.
Line him up, Warrior fans!
For the Warriors right here at 95.7 The Game, your home for Golden State Warriors basketball. Also voice of the C-Dubs down in the G League. At the Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk. There you go.
I'm so fired up over that win.
He's so good, dude.
I don't care that it's the Nets. I really don't care. To me, it's like this is a band that is now going worldwide, right? And every single town they go in, they might have been the opening act when the season first started. Now they're the headliner. I mean, this is what it is. Like, you have a vintage guitar player who is the man, or vocalist, if you will, in Steph Curry, and you've added one of the greatest drummers of all time in Jimmy Butler. Like, this is an all-star band that we got going right now. I mean, it's unbelievable. Draymond was in foul trouble in yesterday's game. Didn't do a whole lot. All the ancillary pieces are stepping up. All the background singers, right? Quentin Post, GP2 making plays. Moses Moody making plays. Hell, Pajemski's, his throat's a little sore. I don't know what. I guess his back's legitimately hurt.
1 minute, and he pulled something in his back. So hopefully it's something too serious.
I'm going with the band analogy here. But my point being is, like, next man up, my guy, Pat Spencer, making plays, pushing tempo. Everyone's making plays. This Warrior team is hitting on all cylinders.
888-957-9570. Huge win last night to improve to 4-1 on this road trip. Joe Shasky, we'll get into it on the other side. Plus, we have so much happened last night. And I do want to get into the Brooklyn Nets because I mentioned it with Kevin there. Just talking about soulless organizations right now and big markets. God, the Brooklyn Nets. I mean, the fact that the Warriors fans took it over that much, and it's credit to Warriors fans, don't get me wrong, but it takes two to tango. And the Brooklyn Nets, I don't think, we're talking about Brooklyn Nets fans, I don't know if I've ever met one in my life, so we'll get into that at some point. Plus, wait till you hear what Charles Barkley, yes, Chuck, had to say last night on Inside the NBA. And by the way,
I don't whistle when I walk by the graveyard.
He doesn't whistle when he walks by the graveyard, and you're going to find out what that means going forward. Plus, Stephen A. and LeBron James going face-to-face at the Lakers game yesterday? Oh, my God. We're feeling good about this Warriors win. How could you not feel good about this Warriors team right now? Riding sky-high, 4-1 on this road trip, 35-28 on the season. That's all coming up next, brought to you by Public Market Emeryville.
Off the screen, Steph catches, shoot three, deep right wing, cash me out, una vez, just one time, 104-97 in the Warriors lead by 7. Steph is 6-3 of the game, he's got 31.
Bay Area, it's Jerry Stackhouse. You're listening to The Morning Roast with Joe Spadoni and Joe Shasky on 95.7 The Game.
Are we sure Jerry Stackhouse isn't coming for my job? His voice is incredible. He's an incredible player, too, and he's doing incredible work on the defensive side with his coaching staff, Joe Shasky, because right now, this Warriors team, when push comes to shove, they weren't playing much defense in the first quarter or second quarter. And credit to the Nets, they were making some three-pointers as the Warriors beat the Nets last night, 121-119 in Brooklyn, improved to 4-1 on that road trip as they end that road trip and now start a 7-game homestand. This is a crucial homestand to separate, I believe, if they're going to be the 4th, the 5th, in the 6th seed. It's going to start this homestand. It's going to start tomorrow as they play the Detroit Pistons, the upstart Detroit Pistons, who are a pretty good team with a lot of confidence right now. But right now, I don't think there's any team more confident in sports than the Golden State Warriors.
They battle back in the second quarter after being down 1,000 in the first quarter.
That game, if they don't have Jimmy, again, we're going to keep saying this, if they don't have Jimmy, that's a 30-point loss. Right?
Easily. And, you know, they kind of like weren't that great in the third quarter either.
No.
You know, and I thought that Brooklyn would really stabilize things. They took advantage and they took control, and then Warriors had to fight back. And, you know, credit Quentin Post, Gee making plays, GP2 making plays. But there's no doubt about it. The methodical way that they battled back in the second quarter to me really sticks out, because that's how playoff basketball, again, I'm not saying the Nets are a playoff opponent. What I'm saying is that is how you battle back right in the playoffs, is we have to be discerning. We have to slow things down. We have to make every possession count. We have to get the ball at the rim. Let's get some easy shots. Look, and this isn't a knock on Wiggins. How many times in a game like yesterday would that second quarter, the non-Steph minutes, and Wiggs would just be kind of floating in gravity on the three-point line, and he'd take some open threes because the team's going to give it to him, and you're just kind of getting in an up and down pickup game.
You just wouldn't feel the presence.
No.
I mean, that's just calling it what it is.
No.
You would not feel the presence of one Andrew Wiggins, and you just do every single time he's out on the floor. And Jimmy Butler, it is what it is, man. But we always like the comparison between Jimmy Butler and Andrew Wiggins. First off, it's unfair. It's unfair to Wiggins because Jimmy Butler has been the best player on two teams that have been to the NBA Finals. Jimmy Butler's a Hall of Fame player.
Yeah, but I think because of the situation,
and we
in
underestimated
Miami,
that as a fan base. People underestimated Jimmy Butler.
We'll get into that.
Way.
And we overestimated, like, you know, Cam Johnson is a nice player. Cam Johnson, he was not a difference maker.
No.
You know, like when the Warriors made the trade for Jimmy Butler, Jimmy Butler's a difference maker. Okay, he can change the fabric and the pace and the tempo of a game. Jimmy Butler elevates others. Have you seen some of the shots Moses Moody gets when he plays alongside Jimmy Butler? How about Quentin Post? Just watch the game. Like, if I'm a coach and I'm watching the film of Jimmy Butler, there are so many things he does to tilt the advantage and to play the matchups. And you noticed how after he gets a couple buckets at the block, oh, hey, we have to run a double team at him. Well, that's great because Jimmy's such a willing passer, right, and sees the floor so well. He's going to facilitate, and he's pointing on where to go. He double teams on defense so perfectly well. He stays in front of his man. He doesn't give up the switch. There are so many things that this guy does at a cerebral higher level. I underestimated how good he was, and you know why? It's not because of how good he was the last couple years in Miami that I didn't watch. No, no, no. It got so ugly in Miami, and because of my reverence for Pat Riley, I thought he was a malcontent. I'm going to call it what it is. Like, I really did. I thought he was going to come and not play nice with others. And I think maybe I overrated the negativity in Miami and some of the stuff. I thought it was toxic.
Well, and we have dealt with a lot of toxicity in not just the Warriors, but in this Bay Area when it comes to the Niners. And just whenever we talk about them and the dark cloud and what the Warriors went through a couple years ago with Draymond, with Jordan Poole, with Klay last year, we were just so, you know, scarred from, yes, a lot of toxicity that's taken place in the last calendar year in the Bay Area, at least in the sports scene. You can go to Farhan Zaidi and the Giants if you want to add them into it. There's just been a lot of toxicity with a lot of top to bottom within the organization and the players that we didn't want to be part of that.
No.
But at the same time, no, you were so desperate. And
sure,
if you're Mike Dunleavy and a family's like, you know what, why not? We got to do something because Stephen Curry, he looks like he's on his last legs at the team. Literally, he was dealing with bilateral knee tendonitis. Is that all of a sudden just, whoop,
John, best month of the season for him.
Not even close.
I mean, it's not even close. I mean, he looks incredible. You're getting MVP chance on the road in New York, and you look phenomenal, basically, in the doubleheader in New York.
It's insane. They got Warriors chance again. I'm not underscoring this. I was listening to the broadcast.
I couldn't believe it.
They had Warriors. They were down 15 in the first quarter. I was like, that tells you all you need to know about the Brooklyn Nets, first and foremost. Is there a team outside of maybe the Los Angeles Clippers in L.A. that means less to a major market than the Brooklyn Nets do, wow, to New York City?
That's
like, it's not even close. Like, the New York, like, I'd go hockey and the diehards for those hockey teams. Like,
Islanders,
the New York
Rangers.
Islanders, the Rangers. I'd go to Buffalo up there. We could go to the state of New York. The Buffalo Sabres probably have a higher Q rating than the Brooklyn Nets. And that's saying something.
Well, like, at least when they were in New Jersey, they had an identity.
It was New Jersey, right?
It's no, just, no, but you know what I mean? Like, there's,
yeah,
a,
sure,
a very distinctive identity. I don't know what their identity is.
Well, you think of who? You think of, obviously, Jason Kidd. You think of Richard Jefferson and Vince Carter, right?
I think of gentrification of Brooklyn.
Well, okay,
that's
sure.
What, I mean,
I'm talking about New Jersey. I'm talking about New Jersey Nets,
oh, no, no,
first
no,
of
I meant,
all. Yeah,
yeah, I meant Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Like, what do I think of? Yeah. I just, Joe, like, we talked
soulless.
How many times did we talk about Cam Johnson on this station?
Oh, ad nauseum.
I mean, how many
I
people
want a Cam Johnson. You know what? If I could get a Cam Johnson and Nikola Vucevic, I think that would be make us a contender, or at least watchable.
No, Jimmy Butler makes you a contender.
Yes.
Jimmy Butler is an apex predator. I mean, this guy is such a throwback, old-school player.
He is the predator. He can take on Arnold Schwarzenegger and Apollo Creed.
The number one thing I was thinking about was like, all right, because everybody, like, a point of attack,
Carl
defense,
Weathers,
shooting and spacing and, all right, let's go. Is he going to mesh well, like, yeah, personality-wise with Steph and Dre? Like, that was the biggest question, right? Is Kerr going to be able to coach this guy? Like, he just had Spoelstra. Like, is he going to, and Riley. And he's an old-school, no-nonsense kind of a guy. And the friendship between him and Draymond. I'm talking about on the floor, the on-the-floor chemistry. How many assists has Draymond had to Jimmy Butler that has sparked 6-0 runs, 8-0 runs for the Warriors? How many?
I mean, there's so many, I can't give you an exact name. Joe Horn.
I did not see Jimmy Butler unlocking the half court for Draymond Green as a passer and a playmaker. I really didn't. And it's just, God, Jimmy's just been such a heaven sent. As excited as I was the day they made the trade, never in my wildest dreams did I think it would look this good. Now, I'm not like losing my mind over a game against the Nets. It's the body of work. They're now 10 games over since getting his guy.
10-1 when he plays. 10-1.
Joe, I'm here and I'm ready to say it. This team's going on a deep run.
Yeah.
This team that I'm watching is the best Warrior team I've seen since the 2022 team that won the finals. It's not even a question. It's the best 3 weeks of basketball, four weeks, 5 weeks of basketball I've seen since that 18-2 start.
Do you believe in this team?
No, excuse me. Since that playoff run.
Yeah, no, do you believe in this team? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there, but do you believe in this team? 888-957-9570. Well, that's what I'm saying. If you can't believe in this team, I need to know what you're smoking, because they have given so much in this last month to show me, at least, and to show, I think, damn near everyone that this team is for real. And if Jimmy Butler is contributing like that, and Stephen Curry is contributing like that, and, oh, by the way, you're going to be adding Jonathan Kuminga to this, yeah, this team is scary, and I don't want to play them if I'm the Oklahoma City Thunder. I don't want to play them if I'm the Denver Nuggets or the Los Angeles Lakers. This is the one team in the entire NBA, I'm taking all the teams, that would scare the hell out of me in any given matchup. Because if I'm getting that level of production and that, again, I'm just going to play this. If I'm getting this from Steph and he's doing this stuff again, it might be night-night season.
8 seconds left, so the Warriors will go into the break down just single digits after being down 22. But can it be a two-possession game? A heave from 35. Oh, my, from Stephen Curry. Oh, he's going to run to the locker room. There's still 0.3 seconds left. It won't matter. 60-55. I thought he could have gotten about 5 feet closer to the basket.
Kevin Dan on the call right there on 95.7 The Game. He joined us last segment. If you missed that interview, go on YouTube or on the free Odyssey app. Download that bad boy. Not just Kevin Dana, but Bob Fitzgerald, NBC Sports Bay Area, and Ian Eagle on the YES Network also were in awe of that shot.
And that was the goal when you were down 22. Steph from midcourt. Oh, come on! Did he ghost him on that too? Oh, my goodness, Curry!
Butler bounces it to Curry. Oh.
Ridiculous!
Oh, my God.
Cheat code! Steph Curry is not human.
That's the opposite team's call. And you can hear the smile when they're saying these things. Ian Eagle on the call for YES Network. Bob Fitzgerald, NBC Sports Bay Area. Everyone just is in awe of this guy.
Forget how impactful it was for that game. God. Okay, just forget it for a second. Just suspend that aspect of it. In terms of, oh my God, I can't believe he hit it. I can't believe he took it. How nonchalant it was. Where it was on the floor with two guys on him. And just like, just the actual form of, like, his back was to the basket. He shot it like it was almost like a horse shot.
You know what it reminded me of when he ran to the locker room? It was when Derek Fisher had that 0.4 of a second shot and just ran off.
The playoffs,
just, yeah, it was. I'm just
after the bank in by Tim Duncan.
But again, just the most ridiculous shot you've ever seen, and then you just run away. It's like that's what you do.
I can't believe that I'm saying this. I think that's going to be in the running for one of the silliest, craziest shots he's ever hit.
Oh, when it's all said and done.
I don't know where it lands.
No,
but
when it's all said and done, and again,
that's ridiculous.
A week from today, he's 37 years old.
I couldn't believe he had the audacity to take that shot.
I could. He's Stephen Curry.
No, but like, come on, Joe. It was 3 seconds left. It wasn't like with no time left. Like, he was like, yep, I'm taking this.
Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. What's coming up in the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. We got some callers.
And
do you believe in this team right now? If you don't believe, call in, because I see some non-believers, Joe Chasky. No, and I'm going to convert the non-believers, okay? We're going to convert them, all right?
We're
going biblical, baby. Helena, Nick, Vinny, John, Susie, we'll get to you on the other side.
It might be Steph Curry headlining, but that was the Jimmy Butler masterclass.
On 95.7 The Game.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Into Draymond Green. Almost got away from it. Draymond to Steph. Quarter three in the air. Scoop-teasimo! Bolonoids, and he does the old night-night. Buenas noches, Brooklyn. 119-109. The Nets call timeout, and the fans who are of the Brooklyn persuasion can hit the exits. Wow.
Good morning, Rose. This is the Morning Rose with Joe Saboni and Joe Slavsky. We'll be right back after the break.
We'll be right back after the break as we're coming back from break. I like that one. That's good. Brought to you by Golden State, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoldenStateLumber.com. We're feeling good. Why not
feeling good? I'm feeling golden.
121, 119. The Warriors, all they do is win in the Jimmy Butler era, no matter what. 22-point lead for the Nets? Whatever, right? You're down early against the Knicks? Whatever. You know, you lose to the Sixers, of all teams, for some reason. No Jimmy Butler in that game, obviously. But other than that, things have been sunshine and roses, man. 4-1, Joe Shasky. They complete the road trip. And they're going to start the 7-game homestand starting tomorrow against the Pistons. It's going to tell us a lot about this team. But right now, they're the 6th seed. They got to keep winning because they got the Minnesota Timberwolves on their heels right now, who have also won 3 games in a row. They're getting healthy now. And that's a team, and I told Nick Friedell, and he's filling in, that's a team that's still lurking, and I still am a little leery of, because I've seen Anthony Edwards on the biggest stage take over some series. He is a young baller, but you know what? I don't fear anyone if I'm the Golden State Warriors right now. I got Jimmy Butler, I got Steph Curry, I got Draymond Green, and I got Steve Kerr. And that alone, I have a shot in every single series. More than a shot now, because that makes it sound like I expect them to lose a series. I don't. I right now, the way they're playing and the confidence, and I've been saying this, I think there's two teams on a collision course into the Western Conference Finals. I think it's going to be the Golden State Warriors. I think it's going to be the Los Angeles Lakers.
I 100% agree.
I think LeBron and Steph are headed for a collision course to try to go get that 5th ring, and the winner of that series is going to go on to win the NBA Finals this year. I'm saying that on March 7th, 2025.
Can you believe
that? The Warriors and Lakers are on a collision course in the playoffs, and the winner of that series is going to win the finals. I truly believe that. I believe it.
Wow. The Warriors or the Lakers winning the title. I don't think I disagree with you. I actually 100% agree with you. It feels like it's Lakers, Luka, LeBron, and it absolutely feels like the Warriors are going to get through there. Don't judge them off what they've been all year. You have to judge them on what they are now. Like,
and that's how we judge playoff teams, is how they're playing right heading into the playoffs now. And right now.
Remember Boston a few years back? From February 1 on, they were the hottest team we've ever seen in our lives, and they went all the way to the finals.
Yep.
Right? That's how I view this Warrior and this Laker team currently. The Steph factor, and I know we want to get to the phone lines.
We got a new segment, by the way, we're going to unveil.
People are like unveiling a lot of different ideas and throwing things at us, and somebody's like, are the Warriors America's team because of all the MVP chants? And the way that the opposing arenas are reacting to Steph Curry, and it's like, no. That's the Cowboys kind of moniker. We're America's team, even though everyone hates them. You know, that might be the Dodgers or the Yankees because you either love them or you hate them. Steph Curry is America's player. He's the most endearing superstar of all time. I mean, Grandma Kitty's out here, you know, dying to take photos with him. You've got kids. You've got teenagers. You've got young adults. You've got old people. Everyone loves him on and off the floor. Everyone respects him for what he stands for. Everybody wants their daughter to marry him or their son to be like him. Everybody loves watching him play. Have you seen the viewership with Steph Curry when he's on? Have you seen opposing teams? You brought up the Lakers and how Staples reacts. Yeah. Staples Center, how they react to Steph Curry.
Yep.
All right? So it's not just in Warrior Land. Steph Curry, forget America's team and the Warriors. Steph Curry's America's player. I mean, he really is. And this team, to your point, to just like wrap a big bow on it, since acquiring Jimmy Butler, the 1A, 1B of the two of them, and you said, I think Jimmy Butler's the better player, but he does so many little things to help you win outside of just scoring. I underrated how good he was.
And there's going to be days.
He's freaking awesome.
And there's going to be games in a given series, because this team is going to play a series. Don't get it twisted. I know it seems like, I know theoretically they can make a play-in spot still. I don't see it the way they're playing. Barring injury, this team is going to be tailor-made for a 6th, 5th, or 4th seed, which is insane still to say
out loud
to all you lovely people at 888-957-9570.
A month ago, I didn't even think they were going to be the 10th seed.
No, you didn't.
I legitimately didn't think they'd make the playoffs.
No, but there's going to be games where Steph, you know, he's not going to have it, or he's going to be double or triple teamed, and they're just going to force anyone else to beat them, and it's going to be incumbent on Jimmy Butler to put the team on his back. And what gives me confidence that is we've seen that, not quite with the Warriors yet, where he has to put the entire team on his back, but we've seen it in the years past with Miami, with lesser versions of lesser teams. This is the best team that Jimmy Butler's ever put. Like,
that's,
I know it
sentence.
Sounds crazy, but this is the best team that Jimmy Butler's been on. When you just talk about the players that are involved, like, Bam Adebayo's a very good player. Tyler Hero's a very good player. They're not Stephen Curry. They're not Draymond Green.
No.
Like even these stages of Stephen Curry and Draymond Green.
Max
Strus, right? Old man Iguodala when he was on that bubble team. Goran Dragic, right?
I liked Goran, but
I agree with you. But he got hurt in that series.
I agree with you. No, you're right.
That just goes to show what Jimmy was carrying to those finals, right? Do we want to unveil this new segment we got? I think we're going to do this every single time we have a Golden State Warriors win. We're going to do this segment the next day. Not a loss. These are after wins only.
Only wins.
Only wins.
Okay.
All right? I think we're going to let Steve Stone, our voiceover guy, explain in the open.
It's time to play Dub Nation's favorite game. Do you believe the Warriors will win the title?
Let's go.
You need one of those thin microphones.
That's
right
the
now.
Best. No, right? The little baby ones, like you're on like a Price is Right or something from way back when, or Family Feud.
I'm Bob Barker. Come on down here so I can rub your shoulders.
888-957-9570. You heard the voiceover guy. Do you think this team can win a title now? We're going to do that after every win, because you know what? It's the question that keeps on giving in sports talk radio.
I think we do
it
after losses, too, because that's when belief is really tested. Assuming this team does, you know, take another loss.
Why not? Every single game.
Okay.
After every single game, we're going to do it.
Right.
Win or loss.
Are you going to ask me?
No, I'm going to ask Helena in Arizona first, or Helena, excuse me. Shout out My Chemical Romance.
I believe that we will win. I believe that we will win. You know why? It's not just Steph Curry. Jimmy! God! I love Butler!
All right, let's go to our line. Helena?
Helena! How fun of a game was that?
Hi, guys. How are you guys doing?
I'm so fired
up. Cloud nine.
Okay, so there's a reason. So don't come after me, okay? I love seeing Steph Curry play with joy. That's the reason why I'm enjoying this right now. But I feel like you can't really trust anybody except for Steph, Jimmy, and Dre to have any composure when it comes tense and more physicality and more pressure is on there. I don't trust Buddy Hield.
Wow.
Forget postseason. I don't trust him regular season. And it's not just the shot making. Like, I'm fine if he goes zero for everything, but just the decision making, just like the bad shot selection, the bad defense, the turnovers. It's really easy to speed him up, and I just don't trust them. You're better off with Gee Santos over Buddy Hield. At least we would have size, you know, and better defense.
Buddy's nickname's Buddy Yield, as in yield to shooting, doggy.
So, Elena, she does not believe quite yet in these young guys stepping up. Gee Santos, by the way, had played more than Buddy Hield yesterday. Gee Santos was 24 minutes. Buddy Hield with 23. So there you go.
How about
Elena?
The Quentin Post screen, the wipeout screen? I mean, my guys are playing good ball.
Nick, San Jose. Let's go, Nicky.
What's
you
up,
got?
Nick?
Do you believe in this team and winning a title?
Hey, I love your take about the Lakers, so we got to get to the 4 or 5 seed, and Joe and America's players right on. Way to go. Look, last night was a levitation sensation. Steph Curry, all right? He now. Magic Johnson. Kareem there. I got LeBron and Michael, and now I got Steph on the Mount Rushmore.
Wow.
And I'll tell you why. I coach YMCA ball. My 9-year-old son and all those players at the Y, Joe, you know this. He has transformed the way kids play basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Sonia and Dell, I want to applaud you. You have raised America's player and my Barrett County, Hanley Lavely. No one is going to beat us 4 times in a series if we stay healthy. Warriors! Love you guys.
Love you, buddy.
Nick,
I miss
San Jose.
You. And I know you're going to go out to the line some more.
You're good.
He's 100% spot on. Think about this. Five, six, 7 decades straight, every inbound play under the basket, whether it was grammar school, high school, college, pros, was designed to get the ball to someone on the block. Was it not, Carter? Every single inbound was trying to get the ball on the block.
I was going to text you guys at the end of that game. This ball is going back to Steph Curry. It was so obvious.
But now every single inbound play, not only are you trying to get a layup at the block, you're also setting up some sort of a shot behind the arc. And so it's not just in the half court to where the whole spacing and the diagram of every play has changed. It's on the inbounds, and it's all the side inbounds. Like, at any spot on the floor from 8 years old to 38 years old, and in some cases, maybe LeBron plays till he's 48, you could shoot from anywhere on the floor. Yes, he's changed the game. He's America's player.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KG.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.